I'm going to read from Acts chapter 9, from verse 36. I'm continuing our little series of bits, part characters from Scripture. The passage I'm going to read is actually quite a long one, but our bit, part, character doesn't do very much. She opens her eyes and she sits up. So, Dorcas, Acts chapter 9, verse 36. That Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. I will pause there. This is a very interesting story, but it raises a number of questions which the text itself does not answer. The first question we might ask was, why did the Lord, in his good providence, see fit to call Tabitha away from this world at that point? She sounds like the kind of person you would want in your church. Good works and charitable deeds. I think later on, various widows appear with some of the garments that she's made for them. She really is a blessing to lots of people. Of course, we're going to read on. She does, in fact, come back. But to begin with, we know that there is an issue here, and that the Lord calls people home, by which I mean they die, when we still think there's work for them to do. But the Lord knows what is best. He really does. The other question I'd like to ask, and for which I'm not really sure of the answer, is why do the church people of Joppa send for Peter? What are they expecting him to do? Are they expecting him to raise her from the dead? I don't think they are. In verse 38, they realise that he's not very far away, he's at a neighbouring city, and that they want to take advantage of that. I suspect they want him to preach at her funeral. We're not told. It might be that her death was such a blow to that congregation that, well, if there's an apostle quite nearby, let's get the benefit of his encouragement and his ministry. That may also have been part of it. But they want Peter to come. They've had a blow. The church is the poorer because this lady is no longer with them. She's called Tabitha, translated Dorcas. Both names mean gazelle. Greater minds than mine may labour the point and say why she was like a gazelle. I'm not going to, because I don't know why. I think it was just her name. But they really want Peter to come and not delay. And I think it's partly because she needs to be buried. If they're expecting him to raise her from the dead, it doesn't really matter when he calls. Verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room. And all the widows stood by him, weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. I'm sure you're aware that widows in ancient times were particularly vulnerable, legally, socially, but also financially. Their husbands had been taken from them. Again, they might have argued that while they were still alive, it would have been better for their husband still to be there, but the Lord took them according to his good providence. But Dorcas has been helping them. It might be these widows are not able to sew or make their own clothing. I don't know. But it's almost like they're paying a wonderful tribute to her by showing Peter, look, this is what she made for me. And there was a time when I was unwell, so she made me this. And in that bad winter last year, here's the blanket she did for me. And Peter is forming an opinion of this woman, even though I don't think he's met her before. But Peter put them all out. Again, I'm not clear. At what point does Peter know the Lord is going to use him for a miracle? We don't know. And he reminds me a bit of Elijah and Elisha here. But he puts them out so that there's only him and the corpse in the room. It has been washed, of course, but again, it's not a pleasant thing, really. He knelt down and he prayed, not to the corpse, but rather to Jesus Christ, the God of resurrection. And perhaps having discerned the Lord's will in this matter, he turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, arise." Again, that requires quite a bit of faith. But of course, Peter has been with the Lord Jesus a little while ago when he saw people come from the dead, and he said that his followers would do even greater things than he did in that regard. And behold, she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Now, I have questions about that as well. Did she recognize him? I don't know. Where had she been? I personally, this is open to interpretation, I think she'd been in heaven. And I'm sure Peter's was a great face and all the rest of it. But I'd rather be in heaven than in Joppa. I'd rather be with the Lord Jesus than with Peter. However, Peter prayed and the Lord, according to his good providence, responded to that prayer, which perhaps he had implanted in Peter's heart. It was his will, I think, to give her back to that church. Because there were more widows who needed helping. It turns out perhaps her work on earth had not all been done. Then he gave her his hands and lifted her up. She sees him. She sits up. He takes her by the hand and lifts her up. There's something rather beautiful and gentle about all of this. And then there's something incredibly joyful. When he had called the saints and the widows, that might indicate, of course, that she's been helping widows who were not even part of the church, such is her love. He gathers them all together first, and then, I think he opens the door, and behold, there she is standing. Wow. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. We know that there were already disciples in Joppa, and I think word got around that this lady had died, and even the unbelievers probably thought it was a tragedy. And yet Peter goes there, and there she is, alive and well. And the Lord used it for some greater good. We're told that she died, but not only that she died in verse 37, that she was sick. It might not have been a very pleasant death. It might have been drawn out. It might have been painful. But we know that the Lord was using it, even though people at the time didn't understand it. Although I still have questions about the passage, which I cannot readily answer. I think the passage teaches us that God can do more than we expect. And God is able to use what we might consider to be ill fortune for a greater purpose. When this woman is sick, I imagine the church prayed that she'd be better. She never got better. And when she got close to dying, they probably prayed, "Lord, don't take her," but he took her. But in his great providence, he was going to return her, because many would believe in the Lord as a result. The other thought I'd like to conclude with is, she has a good testimony. Peter appears, and I imagine there's a line of widows, each showing him what she has done. She wasn't just a good talker. She didn't just speak the gospel, she lived it. She wasn't saved by these good works, she was saved for them. But she still did them. And in one respect, we might look at Dorcas or Tabitha and say, well, we ought to be like that, because the day is coming when we will be called to leave this world. Will there be any witnesses around to say, well, this is what he did for me. This is what she did for me. I saw the Lord in him. This is the good that this individual did. And it might be that you might examine your life and I might examine mine and think, well, you know, the line of widows might be quite short. There are plenty of people who know that I can argue or do this or do that, but would there be anyone who say, well, he helped me, he clothed me, he supported me? If the answer to that question is actually no, well, as far as I can tell, God has given you tomorrow and he's given you next week. So you can live for him. Tabitha was living for the Lord and she died with a good testimony. That would have been good. But in fact, he gave her more breath. I don't know how long she continued to live thereafter. He might have called her back the following week. I don't know. But we also know that the Lord is working, because the Lord wants Peter to be in Joppa, because in chapter 10, he has an important lesson to learn of his own. So through that one woman's sickness and dying, the church is strengthened, the gospel is known throughout Joppa, more people believe in the Lord, and Simon has an important appointment with a Roman centurion. So the next time that things go wrong, don't be tempted to think the Lord has lost control.